KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies and 46 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 71. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In area news, police in Creston say a woman from Nebraska was arrested early this morning on a drug charge. 51-year-old Ellen Joy Kowalski of Omaha was taken into custody at around 3:50 a.m. and charged with possession of a controlled substance first offense. Kowalski was taken to the Union County Jail and subsequently transferred to the jail in Adams County. Atlantic School District Superintendent Steve Barber Thursday morning issued a statement to staff and parents of students in the district saying that we were notified Wednesday evening that they had a positive COVID-19 test result from individuals in the school district. They are following the return to learn plan and Cass County public health procedures with regard to quarantine. And Barber said individuals affected by the positive cases have been communicated with, and that's part of the process. He says we continue to follow mitigation strategies of social distancing, hand washing and mask usage, disinfecting and other strategies. Although we have experienced low positive case analysis rate, Mr. Barber said we must continue to follow our plan with fidelity. He also said that if there's any new information with regard to cancellation of any games or events due to student and staff exposure, that information will be disseminated to the public through the media and other sources, but as of now, there are no activities impacted by any positive test results. Riverside Community School District Superintendent Dr. Tim Mitchell also on Thursday said that Pottawatomie County Public Health and Riverside Community School District have confirmed that one student in the middle school high school building has confirmed positive for COVID-19. Mitchell says contact and location tracing has been completed by the district and public health, and limited exposure has been determined. Any student and staff identified as having primary exposure have been notified, and appropriate measures have been identified as determined by the CDC and public health and Iowa Department of Education, and those have been instituted. The district, he said, meanwhile, continues to utilize all recommended mitigation measures at the school to provide a healthy and safe environment for both students and staff. Well, officials of the Cass County Health System report the Test Iowa site in Atlantic is expanding its hours and moving to a new location effective on Monday, September 21st. The drive-through test site will be open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The new location will be in the curved driveway off of 10th Street, the original hospital entrance. The previous Test Iowa location behind 1500 East 10th will be used for drive-through flu shot appointments. CCHS Chief Clinic Administrator Tammy Byerline says we wanted to be able to better serve our community with increased COVID-19 testing, especially for parents and children, during the school year. By increasing our community's access to Test Iowa, we hope this helps to mitigate the spread and returns students to school as soon as possible. Persons who wish to get tested at the Test Iowa site must follow the following steps. Complete the online assessment at testiowa.com. Select Atlantic CCHS as your test site. Receive a QR code. Schedule your test appointment by calling 712-250-8297. And then you'll receive an email from Test Iowa with a link to your test results as soon as they are ready. Typically, that's within 72 hours. The information will be sent to the email address you provided when answering the survey. Clinic tests are partnerships between the state of Iowa and local healthcare providers to increase access to testing in their communities. They operate in a staff test site, and the state provides testing supplies and processes samples through the state hygienic lab. The locations and hours of operation for all test sites in Iowa can be found at testiowa.com or coronavirus.iowa.gov. A state agency has notified Iowa nursing homes that the state hygienic lab doesn't have the capacity to process all the COVID tests identified in new federal guidelines. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid now recommends routine testing of all nursing home staff, along with volunteers and contractors. Pat Garrett, a spokesman for Governor Reynolds, says the state will continue to test in nursing homes when staff or residents show symptoms or have been exposed to positive cases. But the new federal guidelines could generate more than 130,000 additional tests per week. State Representative Timmy Brown-Peters, a Democrat from Waterloo, who's a nurse, said the state already should have used federal pandemic relief money to pay for expanded testing in nursing homes.
I prefer to play offense than defense, and I took this as we're not going to put the effort in to make sure that we're being proactive. We're just going to wait until we have a problem.
Brown-Peters says an Iowa Department of Public Health letter appears to tell nursing homes that they could cite the lack of state testing capacity as the reason more COVID screenings aren't being done.
What they're being told is we're not going to do it. We know the feds are requiring you to, are saying we should be doing it. So just document whatever you can, and that will be good enough.
The governor's spokesman said the federal government plans to send supplies and processing equipment for rapid COVID tests, and state officials will notify nursing homes when those units are available. The state website lists outbreaks at 39 Iowa nursing homes as of Thursday, and that continues today, an increase from a week ago when there were 32. Brown Power said, well, we're heading in the wrong direction once again. The state's coronavirus website indicates 658 Iowa nursing home residents had died as of yesterday of COVID since the pandemic began. That's nearly 53% of all the public COVID deaths in Iowa. Well, as many Iowa schools report a growing number of COVID-19 cases, students and teachers should be prepared to quarantine for a full 14 days if they come into close contact with someone carrying the virus. Nola Egner-Davis, spokeswoman for the Polk County Health Department, says even people who test negative for coronavirus after being exposed must quarantine for the full 2 weeks.
So let's say you got that negative test day three, day four. You still have to wait that full 14 days because we've seen people develop symptoms on day 14.
A person is considered in a close contact if they've spent 15 minutes within 6 feet of someone who could transmit the virus. She said the duration of the quarantine is very important.
You need to stay at home for those full 14 days. You can even develop symptoms on day 14. So that is why we make sure people are in quarantine for 14 days.
Egner-Davis said families should be extra cautious this school year and call their doctor and their school if their child feels sick. Well, Governor Kim Reynolds is defending her decision to use federal coronavirus relief money to cover the salaries of 21 members of her staff.
CARES funding can be used for salaries. That's very clear in what allowable allocations are.
Some Democrats in the Iowa Senate have called for an investigation of the decision after Bleeding Heartland blog first raised questions about the spending. Reynolds says federal guidance indicates CARES Act money may be used for expenses directly related to the pandemic. She says the roles for her staff immediately changed once COVID cases were confirmed in Iowa in early March.
I moved the entire team out to the State Emergency Operations Center to have everybody hearing and seeing the same information, communicating, collaborating, putting a system together.
The salaries of some but not all of the governor's staff are covered with money from other state agency budgets. Reynolds said she felt those agencies shouldn't shoulder the cost of those salaries if the staff worked on the state's COVID response rather than on matters related to the agency. A Democrat in the state Senate says the state's share of federal COVID relief money should be spent to help Iowans who've lost their jobs or are trying to keep their businesses afloat rather than pay state employees. Reynolds says her staff worked overtime to respond to the pandemic. Half were assigned to policy-related tasks. The other half were assigned to answer telephone calls and emails from Iowans who are seeking information.
So I have absolutely no problem submitting the $300,000 for the additional expense and salaries in our office.
The governor's chief of staff says Reynolds has not formally signed off on the federal money transfer yet. The state legislature set aside more than $4.5 million in the state budget for the governor's office operations, and the governor has broad authority to distribute the state money as she sees fit. The only salaries which are specified in state law are those for the governor and lieutenant governor. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.